Friend.
Hello, everybody. Thank you all for joining us tonight. I want to welcome you all to the G-Spot with Mika Ray. And my name is Key, and tonight we're going to be doing things a little bit different. So Mika, you want to tell them a little bit about it?
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Great. How about yourself?
I am well, thank you. And welcome, everyone, to the G-Spot. Thank you all for joining us tonight. So, yes, we are doing things a little differently tonight because our guest that we plan to have on this evening to discuss her situation when it comes to receiving butt injections. She went through the black market and she received some butt injections, and it ended up costing her a lot more than she thought it would cost her. So I really want her to be on this show to discuss this with us. So I don't want to actually dive into the topic for the night, which was dying for a bigger ass. But we're going to do things a little different. We're going to move this show to April the 20th. Hopefully she will be on with us then, and we can really get down and dirty, dig deep into this issue of wanting a bigger booty. It's become a huge phenomenon now, and it is costing women their lives and their limbs and their self-respect as well. So we will talk about that. So tonight we're just going to kind of just have a free, what you call it, Keith?
Freestyle night.
A freestyle night. So we will discuss different things, and you're more than welcome to press 1, and we will bring you on as well. But you're listening to the G-Spot on WJBR Blog Talk, Internet Radio Show. And just press 1 if you have something to say. So we're going to play some music. We're just going to set the mood and just have a relaxing evening. So our first song we're going to start off with is, just really want to start off with In a Million, because I love that song. So we're going to play that next.
Baby, you don't know what you do to me. Between me and you, I feel like chemistry. I won't let no one come and take your place, cause the love you give, it can't be replaced. See, no one else let me like you do. That's why I don't mind spend my life with you. I wanna please you in any way I can.
Hey. Okay, so welcome back, everyone. So, Keith, this song made me think about the last post, one of the posts that I made this weekend, and I'm just going to read it to you, and I just want you to, you know, give me your thoughts. So I wrote, falling in love is one of the best feelings in the world. The giddiness, butterflies in your stomach, the hopefulness, the excitement, the makeout sessions, the great sex, and more. However, don't rush the journey. That's where we mess up. Be patient and take your time. Allow things to develop naturally over time. If it's real, those feelings will never end.
I like that. So what made you write that post?
So I just, you know, me with what I do as a relationship counselor, I do notice that a lot of people, they feel excited and they're hopeful. You know, let's just say this. We all know the first stages of falling in love with somebody or loving someone. And we get excited and we're happy and it's just these overwhelming feelings, and sometimes we don't know what to do with them. So we normally just rush and tell them, oh, I love you. I want to be with you forever. And, you know, everything is full of lilies at this point. But what we don't realize is when we start doing those things, then we rush the relationship. We rush the process and we rush the getting to know me, quote unquote, stages. So we're at a place where we haven't really taken the time to get to know the person. And we delve deep into their world. And by the time we figure out who they really are, we don't know how to leave the relationship. We're stuck, basically. Or we have all these issues. So I know I say it all the time, and I'll say it again, too, that it takes time. You know, it feels really, really good, but it really takes time for us to know for sure if we want to be with this person for the rest of our lives.
Right. I completely agree with you.
Yeah. Like, I was watching, I don't know if you've seen it, the Black Bachelor. They're deemed it the Black Bachelor, but it's called Match Made in Heaven. It's the first Black Bachelor on TV. It was on WeTV. And so they spent, you know, all these ladies, they get together. It's a typical dating show thing, like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. But these ladies, they get together. And they get into this house and they compete, quote unquote, for the love of this man. And they just hear them saying, I've fallen in love with him. Oh, I love him. And one of the girls was like, oh, I could just spend the rest of my life with him and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's been 3 weeks. You know, I think it's maybe 6 weeks. I think they do 6 to 8 weeks in the house. But however long, it's like 3 to 8 weeks in this with this person. How do you know? You don't even get to spend, you know, you may get to spend 2 to 3 hours by yourself with this man over time. So how do you know you want to be with this person for the rest of your life? And just because it feels good right now does not mean that this is the person you're going to be with right away, you know, right, for the rest of your life.
Yep. And, you know, I think a lot of times they more in love with the idea of being with that person, being the actual person themselves, man, because, like you said, that's not really enough time to really get to know if you really love a person like that or not.
I definitely agree.
So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know we have some religious people probably that listen in, and you know that whole thing about not shacking up with somebody, you know, is a sin. Like, so what are your thoughts on not living with somebody before you marry them? Me personally, man, I think it has to be a way we need to find out we can actually live with somebody before I feel like we need to marry them. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. What's your thoughts? I mean, because that's how you really get to know who a person is when you stay with them for a while, at least do it temporarily. You know, what you think about that?
Okay, so for my this is just my opinion. I don't.
Mika, you're breaking up quite a bit. Yeah, you're breaking up a little. Yeah, you're breaking up.
Is it better now?
Yeah, I hear you good now.
Okay, good. I respect everyone's point. I respect Christian, you know, thought processes. So I meet
right.
all of my clients where they are. If you come to me and you are, you know, in the church and you wanting to, you know, save your virginity until you're married, or you don't want to live with this person until you're married, all this kind of stuff. If you come to me that way, then I'm going to follow you because you're the expert
right.
on your life. But if I'm going to give a personal opinion, I feel that couples should definitely live together before they let me just put it this way. I think they should date as long as possible before they
right.
get married. Because they give you time to get to know the person. Cannot say if you should live together or not live together, but definitely date as long as possible. A year to 2 years, that's my thought. A year to 2 years will give you a good, ample amount of time. And that's just spending time with each other in each other's environment, because you don't have to live with somebody in order to know what they're like. If you spend a lot of time in their home or around them, you know, if you stay the night, you know, you would
mm-hmm.
know what type of person this person is. You would know what type of housekeeping skills they have if you're around them enough to get a chance to learn this individual. And I don't think that you have to live with them, but you definitely need to be in that person's environment as much as possible.
Oh. Okay, and I agree with you. But some of that stuff, like if you're not living with somebody, you still it's a difference. It kind of is a different dynamic, because what if you like, for instance, if I don't live with my girl, right, and I hang out with my friends, right? So I'm not really used to her. Let's put it this way. Say for instance, you hang with your friends or whatever, and your girl living with you. Now, she would probably stress out a little bit more living with you if you're hanging out as opposed to her not living with you, because she used to, you know, y'all used to not be with each other all the time anyway. But when
mm-hmm.
you're living with somebody, I think it's a little different, because if you're hanging out at night, she ain't going to like that as much, because she going to want you to be there with her, you know.
Right.
And so I think is things like that may make a difference a lot of times, man, because if you coming home and you seeing each other every day, I'm living in the same household, the freedom ain't there as much, you know, as where you get up out of bed and just go to the store and do different things. She'd probably be like, okay, where you going? How long you gonna be? I gotta do this and I gotta do that. So it's like it's more of an attachment when you're living with somebody opposed to just doing your own thing. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Well, you get an idea of what I'm saying.
I agree. I think that when you just have to really be careful of the person you decide to move in with, because you do make it's a very big commitment to live with someone. You are now going to take on all of their habits. You're going to,
right.
not their habits, but you have to deal with their habits. You know, you take a big responsibility when you live with somebody else. And it's on both
mm-hmm.
partners' part, whether it's a same-sex couple or a heterosexual couple, you have those different dynamics that you have to take heed to that you didn't have when you were living separately. I just tell people, be careful before you move in with somebody, because it's not easy. If you don't enjoy, if you don't like it or whatever, it's not that easy to leave, because now you have to think about separating bills, your
yep.
finance,
yep.
financial state, You got to find another place to live. You got to see how much money, you know, all this kind of stuff that you became dependent on with this individual. Now you have to do it on your own again. So it's just not easy just breaking it up. So.
So what's the deal breaker for you in a relationship?
You say what now?
What's a deal breaker for you in a relationship? I mean, I know people say, like, I know trust is probably a big thing with you. I mean, that's with anybody. But, like, say, for instance, you meet somebody and y'all barely know each other. So you meet somebody and you go on a date. What would that person have to do to make you feel like, you know what, it's not going to work out after dating multiple times?
If I was in the dating world again, let's see, because of course I'm not in the dating world, but if I was in the dating world, I would say, well, I'm not, but a deal breaker for me, I think would be,
right.
Oh goodness, I think I look at the way that the individual treat other people. Those are my biggest things. If you're rude, if you're mean, you're nasty to other people, yeah, I'm done. I can't take it. I feel like there's no reason we must be, we must treat other folks disrespectfully. That is enough for me to know that if you're going to treat them that way, then you will possibly treat me that way or my friends or my family that way. And that's the type of thing I just don't want to settle for. So if you're not a kind person, that's the biggest deal breaker for me. We do have somebody pressing, so let's bring them on. This is 8615. Hello? 8615?
Hey, folks, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing okay. So, what are you guys talking about? I know what the topic is, but where are we at in the topic right now?
So, our conversation was going to be on dying for a bigger booty, but our guest speaker could not join us tonight, so we wanted to kind of save that topic. So right now we're just talking about dating practices, love, relationships, and Keith's question was, what are some deal breakers when it comes to the date?
That's funny. So you're asking me, like, what the deal breakers are between me and a chick and what I won't tolerate?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. A petty deal breaker would be a chick with natural hair too short that I can't pull it during sex. That's number one.
What?
Another deal breaker for me would be. Still laughing at that. I give you a moment. Go ahead.
Yeah, I needed that moment. Go ahead. Deal breaker, and then I'll come back to that. Go ahead.
Okay, so I did. Another deal breaker would be a chick who smokes, a chick who uses improper grammar, even through texting. Really, for me, I'm kind of petty. I'm a dating snob. Okay, I'm just a snob in general. Just like even in texting, if she uses improper grammar, if she misspells words, I'm deducting points. I'm like, okay, she's kind of dumb. Okay.
Some people
just
need help in that area.
No, I mean, that's what school is for. I can't help them.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I mean, we're talking about my personal preferences. I'm sure
right.
A lot of people
these
know,
are your personal
right.
preferences, so
right.
we
I'm sure
respect
other people,
that.
Other dudes can probably overlook those if she had a big butt or whatever, but I'm not willing to overlook those things.
Well, you
one more thing, and then I'll let you say what you have to say, host. I'm like over your show. I apologize, but one more thing. A chick who's not willing to go Dutch on the first date. Bam, there you go. Okay, you can have it now.
Well, I like that you. I'm going to speak on that. I like that you said that about going Dutch on the first date, because when I did a show on that on who should pay for the the first date or who should pay for the date. I always tell women this. If you're going on a date with someone, and it's, especially if it's the first date, always come prepared to pay for your own meal. Even if look at that menu, decide what you want to order, but make sure you come to prepared to pay for your own meal. Because you don't want to automatically assume just because it's a date that that individual is going to pay for it. The other thing about the big booty, I do like that you said that some people overlook, some men and some women too, who date women, overlook certain personality flaws in someone just because of their physical appearance. And that is not the the best way to deem if someone is suitable for you, because their personality flaws will always outweigh their physical appearance.
Right. I
and
agree.
End up causing a huge issue in the relationship.
However, can I toss in a caveat? I want to toss in a caveat.
Go ahead, bring your caveat.
Right, I agree with you 100%. And the caveat is, unless that person, whomever, is using their own criteria in this particular situation, unless that person is only in it for sex, and then it doesn't really matter all the other things.
Right. Well, yeah, if they're in it just for sex, then personality, it, of course, it doesn't matter. But we're talking about it for relationship purposes.
My falling in love and all that stuff. My bad. It's, you know, okay, good answers.
Yeah. So we're talking about falling in love. But the thing is, you know, you made some very good points. Now, the one about the pulling the girl with the short hair and pulling, there are other things you can. But like you said, that was you just having your personal moment.
But I ain't going to lie. It's real out there, man. I do the same thing not the hair pulling thing, but like if a girl has bad attributes, they got a nice body or some physical form, I let a lot of that stuff slide opposed to someone who don't have any of that. You know, I drop in real quick, you know. But one of the things that, oh, man, this is a big turnoff. I mean, any woman with bad breath, I mean, it just ruins every damn thing because it stinks up your car. I mean, it's just bad all together. Then when you hug her, you smell it. You know, that right there is a deal breaker for me. I mean, you don't even got to get close to when you smell it. I mean, it's one of them things where they have a problem, and I don't even think they can help it a lot of times, you know. So I can't deal with nobody like that. I mean,
hey, brother, let me ask you real quick if you don't mind, because you mentioned bad breath, and I don't know what you do as far as sexually, how far you go. Maybe you – do you curse on your show? Let me ask you that first of all. Do you curse on your show?
You can curse. This is a 10
curse?
O'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right, cool. That's all I need to know because I curse my ass off. I don't know if you eat pussy or not, but I'm just saying you mentioned bad breath. What about pussy smell?
Oh, my God, that's another one. That is another one, man. And as soon as you open up her pants and you smell some foul shit, that's another turn off. Real
well,
bad, because it's like she ain't keeping up with herself.
We did, and you know, Keith, I don't know, were you on the show when we did the show on hygiene?
No, I wasn't here for that one.
Okay. Because, you know, hygiene is very important, whether it's your breath, it's your vagina, it's your penis, whatever. Hygiene is very, very, very important. It should be the number one thing that women should take care about their body. Women worry so much about their physical appearance, like bigger butts, bigger breasts, the whatever, are not paying attention to their actual hygiene, their hygienic practices.
Let me
finish real fast, and I'm going to go down the top. But the thing is that you have to pay attention to your hygiene, and I think it's very important that if you are, you meet someone who has, you know, have perfect smelling breath all the time. But if it's a very foul smell, a lot of times that's because it is not inside. If it's on their vagina area and it's smelling like, you know, very foul, of course it could be a sign of infection. So those types of things are definitely turnoffs, but they're also indications of a health issue. And I don't even know if you find it easy or hard to tell someone that, but the best thing is just let them know, because some people just don't know.
That's what I'm saying. How do they not smell that shit? I mean, I guess they just walk around and they just used to it. That's what it is.
Like, well, some people do become.
I mean,
yeah, some people do become used to their own scent, and they just don't pay attention to their vaginal odor, to their breath, and they don't know until someone tells them. I mean, it's very real. It does happen in this world, and women are a little bit different, you know, than men, of course. So our vaginal issues, our vaginal issues can come really quickly and very sudden sometimes, and you don't know what's there, you know. But then if they're not going out there having their regular checkup, you just never know what's going on. If they're having unprotected sex, there's a lot of things, a lot of factors that go into play with what's going on with the woman's body. And sometimes it has nothing to do with sex. Sometimes it's just the chemistry is off down there. So it just
has a lot to do also with what you eat, your diet.
What you eat as well.
It has a lot to do with a lot of things. But I actually wanted to ask the sister on the show a question, if I could. Going away from the whole stink pussy thing, I just wanted to know, as far as going back to, like, what's a deal breaker, let's just say sexually, like with the dude. And just let me put something out there for people who don't know. You don't know me, so you don't know this. I don't eat pussy. So is that like a deal breaker for you, like a dude that you like? And y'all getting down to the point where you're about to have sex, and then he's like, nah, I don't do that. Is that like an issue for you?
Well, I don't really talk to men, but if I did talk to men, yes, that would be an issue for me.
Oh, my bad. First time tuning in, first time caller, first time listener, as corny people would say. So, damn, I ain't even know. So you into women then?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. No, ain't nothing wrong with that, sister. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I just didn't know. I just assumed, my bad, that, you know, you were sister, so you sort of
I think that for some women, it is definitely a deal breaker. Because women enjoy being pleased. But this is one of the biggest reasons I think it should be a deal breaker with most women, is because these men want them to perform oral sex on them, and they refuse to perform oral on the woman. I don't necessarily expect exchange of sexual energy or chemistry in the bedroom. And if this woman is performing oral sex on you, I don't see why you can't perform oral sex with them. And if you're not going to perform oral sex with them, then it shouldn't be a requirement or a desire for them to perform it on you.
And I agree, because if we switch it around, that's a deal breaker for me, for real. And, you know, this happened to me like a while back. And because I felt like, okay, if I'm willing to sacrifice, you know, if I'm willing to put in all the effort to please a woman, then I expect the same thing in return. And this girl, man, she was not willing to give me the same thing in return. And it was a big turnoff. And I didn't even want to fool with her no more, you know, because I felt like she was all about herself at that point. I mean, I may be wrong, but that's how it was with me.
I don't think it's right.
Another question? Well, I just want to ask that brother a question if I can. Damn, I keep talking on top of you. I apologize.
Go ahead.
Hey, brother, let me ask you something. Because are you like a dude who enjoys doing it? Because to bring women pleasure, is that something you enjoy doing?
Yeah, actually it is. You know, I enjoy pleasing. So it's like I want to get the same thing in return.
Right. I feel you. I'm sort of the same way, because I don't mind getting my dick sucked, but I don't like eating pussy. It's not something that turns me on. I don't like it.
Well, okay. Well, that's fine. I think that we all have sexual preferences. I don't down anyone for their sexual preferences. What you don't want to do in a bedroom is what you don't want to do in a bedroom. However, I do feel like you both should have a discussion about these things, you know, and what is a great sexual exchange between the two of you. So if you're not going to do that, and if they don't want to do that, it should be okay. It should be okay, but we could do other stuff. where we can equally exchange and have a great sexual experience together.
But why's it got to be equal, though? Why's it got to be equal? I mean, if
it doesn't have to be equal. I said that you have that discussion and talk about it. Because men have certain expectations of women that are not all sexual expectations that are not always fair. And that's why
you don't think so?
I don't think so. I think that some men, not all men, but some men are into sex for their sexual pleasure. And that's
it.
A lot of women, and my goal as a sex coach, intimacy coach, is to help women feel more confident in their sexual being and being able to express their needs in the bedroom and learn what it is that they want and desire and how to express that to their lover, whether it's man or woman, without feeling shame or fear or confusion. And a lot of heterosexual relationships, when it comes to sex, it's all about the man in some of them. And all of them. But a lot of them, the sex is about the man.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Sister Girl, can I ask you a question?
We're going to do one more question, then I'm going to a song. Yes.
Oh, no, it's all good. It's probably about to bounce. You're free being all my questions. So as far as you and your sexuality, is that something that you sort of evolved into, or were you always, like, attracted to women? I'm just curious.
Well, that is on the show. It's not about me. So, about that another time.
Oh, you were breaking up, Mika. I don't think I hear anything you said.
Oh, okay. I was saying that we will talk about that another time.
That was my last question. You can't even answer my last question. You said I had one more question, and you're not even going to answer it.
I said that you had one more question. I did not say I had one more answer for you to that question.
That's true. That's true. All right. I'll give you that one.
So we're going to go to a song, but we will be back. We're going to... We're going to play Weekend Earnest.
You make it look like it's magic. I see nobody but you. I'm never confused. Hey, I'm so used to being you. So I love when you're all unexpected. Cause I hate when the moment's expected. So I'ma care for you. I'ma care for you. We live in our lives. Hey, you're my favorite kind of night.
Girl, you're perfect.
You're always worth it.
welcome back to the G Spot with Tamika Ray. Keys, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but you're breaking up a little bit still.
I am breaking up. Hang on 1 second. I'm gonna probably. Was there a break in the song that was just playing?
No, I didn't hear a break in the song.
Oh, good. So what I'm going to do is play another song, Keith, and I'm going to come back, and so I'm going to work on this issue that's going on. So I'll go ahead and play a song, and this is going to be Sex on the Ceiling, and give me 1 second to this, and then I'll be back, and hopefully this issue will be resolved.
All right.
Sitting on the floor, I'ma need ya to do a little more, yeah. The shower is overrated, baby. I anticipated tonight. It's what we gon' do. Turn the bed upside down, flip me around, gravity's left the building. I'll be on top, really. I'll be on the bottom, 'cause we gon' be having sex on the ceiling. But the carpet, I need some furniture. Let's get it started. Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, my body is orthopedic. Victoria, give me the secret. And I've been saving it for you.
All right. Well, welcome back to the G-Spot with Mika Ray. So as we stated earlier, our guest was not able to join us tonight for our show, which was Dying for a Bigger Ass. So tonight we decided that we would just kind of take it easy, play some music, talk about different things such as love relationships. And, of course, our previous caller gave us a little run for our money, Keys, right?
Yeah, that was fun. It was good talking to him. That was fun.
It was good talking to him. He had some interested thoughts and perspectives, and he actually brought, you know, some good discussion, so that was pretty good. We do have another caller, 1987. So I'm going to bring this caller on. Hello, 1987.
Hello. How y'all doing tonight?
Hi, honey.
What's going on, Mika Ray? You know, I just want to let you know, ma'am, I'm listening to you, whatever, and I'm enjoying your show. You know, I'm enjoying it.
Well, you know what, Brandon? I really appreciate that. Keith, this is my brother.
Oh, how's it going?
Oh, hey, what's going on, man? What's going on?
Well, I tell you, my family, they always listen to me, so they are my number one fans, including Shonda Rae, and Shonda Rae is listening too. So these are my number one supporters. They are always listening to me, and I just appreciate y'all so much, and thank you for calling in. Did you have something to say about our different topic, Brandon?
No. I don't have nothing to say, you know what I'm saying? But I want to know, like, how do you really tell somebody got bad breath? You know?
How do you can tell they have bad breath?
How would you tell somebody they have bad breath? You know?
How do you tell somebody?
How do you tell them?
Yeah. Because I can smell it all day long. How would you tell them?
Good question. I usually don't say nothing. Well,
so you
guns,
don't say anything,
sometimes that don't even help. Well, so I'm going to tell you one time. I did one time. I didn't say a breathless thing, but I was just like, man, you know what? I had put out some gum and I got a piece. And I just asked her if she wanted a piece. And she said, no. I was like, damn, okay. Hey, man, that just ate my night.
That's a good one. I think a lot of people actually do that. A lot of people do the, you know, I'm going to offer you some gum. Hopefully you take the gum or the peppermint, and hopefully it works. But what happens when they don't take the gum or the peppermint, or when they do take it and it still doesn't work? You know?
That happened before too.
Yes.
You just smell the funk over the gun. I mean, some people, I don't know, some people, you just can't help them. I don't know what to say about that.
I think in every situation, we can always figure out how to be tactful. And, you know, definitely offering gum, offering peppermint, that is a tactful way to let someone know, you know, gently, that their breath is not smelling well. But after that, if they do not take heed to any of that type of stuff, I don't know if it's... I think that, you know, maybe you want to kind of go through the date, and if you're really interested in this person, you want to see this person again, I think you do need to let them know, you know, well, I just want to know if something's going on, because... You know, I just want to be a friend to you and let you know that your breath is not fresh, and I'm sorry.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I don't care how nice you bring that to them, man. They're going to feel a certain kind of way. But, I mean, maybe they will appreciate you telling them that. But I don't know. I just imagine somebody came with me with that.
Yes. Well, Mika, to be quite honest, right, if a girl... And breath is stank. That turns her whole perseverance off to me. I won't want her no more. If she got a breath, stank breath, know what I'm saying? You know, your brother's tight. Well, do what you fuck. Your brother's tight. You know?
He got
what's going on?
For real. That's a big
turn. Maybe you're right.
What's going on?
If you don't want to talk to them anymore, okay, then fine, let them go. But what if you like this person and you do want to converse with them some more and you just I think you have to tell them.
Speaker, you're not getting it. I'm saying, if girl is stink, I want nothing to do with her no more, point blank, period.
Okay, fine. I'm not going to argue with you. I will let you have that one. Okay?
Yes.
That's your personal preference.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, maybe the
next person will help her out with her breath.
You know what? The thing I'm going to tell you about that. I'm going to tell you about the next person. You're going to wonder if they smelling the same shit and how they dealing with it. Really? You're like, how the hell are they dealing with that damn breath, man?
You wouldn't have to wonder that if you would have just told her her breath was stinky, and then maybe she could have went and got some help. Let me tell y'all this, so seriously. Let's be serious for 1 second. Sometimes people's breath smells really bad like that because of a health issue, right? It could have been something dying on the inside of their stomach, or it could have been their tooth, you know, a bacteria infection in the tooth. You say what?
Listerine. That Listerine, that's been going up with your mouth, Listerine.
But Listerine sometimes doesn't work.
Gingivitis can cause bad breath.
But the thing is this, that I think that as humans, we have to look out for each other. So why can't you just look out for them and just say, okay, you know what, baby girl, something's going on with your breath.
Yes.
And then maybe that would prompt them to go to the doctor. It would save their life because maybe they had a horrible infection.
Well, Mika, I feel like the person will get mad if you tell them their breath stinky or something. They'll get upset with you. Like, what's going on? I don't want that to happen, you know?
Well, so who cares if they get upset? You said you may possibly be saving their life.
Well, see, the thing is, they'll get mad at you and tell you they better don't stink. Then what you gonna do?
Well, you know, there's nothing else you could do at that point. If they tell you that their breath doesn't stink, then there's nothing else you could do. You have done your human duty of warning them and telling them that they have a funky breath.
And one thing about it, too, for sure, I would not be with that person no more if I tell her breath was stinking. No more. Ain't nothing going on. Nothing.
You're fine. Okay, great. I got it. Thank you. Oh, Lordy. So, anyway, this show is about to end. I feel that we've had a very interesting show. I do hope all of you all who are listening out there, please join us on Monday, April the 20th, where we really will hopefully, prayerfully have our guest on to talk about her situation and what happened to her. And I want us to really, really, really dive. I'm muting you all, Mama. Y'all have a good night. I really want us to dive deep into that particular show. So even if she's not a guest that evening, I still want us to get into that topic, Keith, because I think it's very important. There are a few women that have died, you know, recently from receiving illegal butt injections. And that's very unfortunate. Very unfortunate.
Yeah,
very, very sad. So, I really want us to get into that topic, and that topic will be on April the 20th. And so I want to make sure I do my due diligence and let everybody know to join us every Saturday from 11 until 1 with Brunch in the Basement with Javon. On Sundays, Sunday Evening Shop with Javon from 6:30 to 8:30, and then back again on Mondays with me, the G-Spot Maker Ray, me, Keys, and whoever else like to join to guest host. So, Keys, did you have anything that you wanted to say before we wrap up the show tonight?
No, I don't, but I did enjoy myself. We had a good conversation, so it was fun.
Yes, it was a very lively conversation. I enjoyed the young man that called in, the first-time listener. I appreciate him for listening to the show and sharing his thoughts and his opinions. My mom called in. I appreciate your thoughts and opinions. I just think this was a great way to just kind of unwind and relax into the evening. And then next week is what is next week's show? Oh, it is my show with Renair that we do, Intimate Realness. We're going to do that next week. And I'm not sure what our topic is going to be yet, but I will be posting that very soon. So we can talk about different things. And that show, for everybody to know, is more geared towards the LGBT community. So we talk about different relationship issues in that community. And I guess we will end the show with a song. And what I have is, you have a request or anything? I don't know. I may have it. So if you have a request, Keith, let me know.
No, I don't have a request.
Oh. Okay.
Just go ahead and take it on out.
Okay, well, we're going to take it on out with, let's see. We'll play... Play by Guapale. I like that song. Have a good night, everyone. Thank you for listening to the G Spot with Mika Ray.
Take care. Good night.
I wanna know what you wanna do. What if I could say there wasn't any rule? I wanna play around. Tell me if you think that you can get down. 'Cause this is what I'm dying for. I mean, this is what I'm dying to do. This is